This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, September 4th, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Fayetteville, a home for liberal religion where all are welcome and all beliefs are respected. Located at 901 West Cleveland in Fayetteville, with services at 11 a.m. each Sunday and spiritual education at 10 a.m. Think Tank takes place on the first and third Wednesdays of the month. More information available at FayettevilleUnitarian.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, the Ozark dialect. It's been parodied, lampooned, embraced, and studied. Now it may be disappearing. Jacqueline Froelich has that report in about 6 minutes.
And Roby Brock sits down with political analyst Steve Bronner to discuss how few undecided voters there appear to be, with still 2 months to go before the election. They'll also examine the potential casino amendments that still might be on the November ballot in Arkansas.
But first, the National Register of Historic Places may soon include more buildings that are located in downtown Rogers. Buildings within two separate half blocks in the downtown area are being considered for addition to the register. Those areas include buildings on the west side of First Street between Walnut and Elm, and on the west side of Second Street between Walnut and Elm. Carrie Jensen, executive director of Main Street Rogers, says that listing the buildings on the register could help those buildings' owners with renovation efforts.
Most of the buildings in that area, or the majority, which are contributing buildings. And so by listing them on there, then the owners of those buildings, should they at some time decide to renovate the buildings, and most of them are in good shape, but if they want to do an interior renovation or anything like that, they would be automatically eligible for tax credits.
After being listed on the register, the next step on the road to receiving the tax credit would be one of documentation.
Basically, before you pound a nail or even take a hammer in the building, you need to document its present condition with photographs. And then you can take the step of showing what you're going to do with it. And that has to be approved that you are restoring it to its historic look. And that's your step two before you can proceed to get those tax credits.
Two buildings in the area on Second Street that are already included on the National Register are the Rogers Little Theater and the Daisy Airgun Museum.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville is receiving Good Ink for one of its programs. The Creative Writing and Translation programs in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences Department of English was recently ranked among the top programs in the United States by Poets and Writers magazine. In its 2013 MFA index published this week, the U of A ranked 39th among full residency Master of Fine Arts programs, and it ranked 8th in job placement for its graduates. Of 150 programs surveyed, the program also placed 16th in funding for current students and 18th in fellowship placement, a measure of how many graduates earned prestigious national fellowships over the past decade. The program also ranked 39th out of 160 in popularity based on the number of students who applied to the program last school year.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith will have some extra money to fund its Upward Bound Math and Science program. The university announced last week that it will receive a $1.3 million grant from the Department of Education. The university will receive $260,400 in each of 5 years of the program, which helps strengthen the math and science skills of participating students. According to the college, the grant is designed to identify and provide services for individuals from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Also in Fort Smith news, city residents will be faced with a vote in November on mandating automated trash collection across the city. According to thecitywire.com, City Clerk Sherry Gard sent a letter Friday to Joel Culberson, the lead organizer of an effort to get the issue on the ballot, stating that his petition effort was certainly sufficient to be placed on the ballot. The issue will also make it to tonight's Board of Directors agenda. The petition certification comes after the board voted on August 23rd to implement the citywide automation, an about-face after months of split votes to continue implementation of the automated collection. Though the approval effectively made the petition efforts moot, Culberson reportedly says that the push for getting the issue on the ballot was not for nothing. If approved by voters, 5 board members will have to come to consensus to reverse the decision, as opposed to 4 votes if enacted solely by the board.
Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat, says his party is ready to make a case for re-election. He'll be attending the Democratic National Convention in North Carolina this week. He says the Republicans offered great emotional rhetoric at their convention last week in Florida, but Senator Pryor says the GOP has not offered solutions to the nation's problems.
I certainly always stand ready to work with Republicans in Washington and in Arkansas to try to find good solutions for the challenges we have in a country. And you take something like health care. If they talk about repeal and replace, if they have something that's better to replace it with, I'll vote for it in a heartbeat. But they won't put anything on paper. They love to have press conferences, and they love to blame the president, but they don't have any solutions of their own.
Breyer says he attended his first Democratic convention in 1976 when the party nominated Jimmy Carter for the presidency. The senator says he's looking forward to interacting with other Democrats from around the country when this year's convention starts tomorrow night.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals received mixed blessings over the holiday weekend. The good news, they won both games in Friday's doubleheader against the Arkansas Travelers, preventing a potential 7-game losing streak. The bad news, they lost the final 3 games of the regular season at home at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale. Yesterday, the Nats lost their final game to the Tulsa Drillers 4-7.
The Razorback soccer team recorded a loss this weekend. The Kennesaw State Owls defeated the Hogs 1-0 last night at Razorback Field. Kennesaw State scored the winning goal with just under 5 minutes to play. The Razorbacks will play again at home this week, hosting the number 1 Florida State team at 7 Sunday evening. The Razorback volleyball team played a couple of matches over the weekend. They defeated Central Michigan in 3 sets during the first match, pushing the team's season record to 6-0. But Saturday evening, the Hogs' luck changed. They lost to Michigan in 5 sets. The 6-1 volleyball team back in Fayetteville for its next match. They take on Oklahoma at 7 tonight in Barnhill.
Tonight, expect clear conditions with a low of 77 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley and a low of 68 degrees and a 20% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow, we'll have partly cloudy skies with a high around 100 degrees. Chance of rain in northwest Arkansas is 30%, while chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley is 20%. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions with a 20% chance of rain and possibly a thunderstorm. The low in northwest Arkansas will be 66 degrees, while the low in the Arkansas River Valley will be around 79 degrees. Thank you.